Thousands of young Israelis who hope to enlist in elite army combat units are preparing for the November draft by joining paramilitary organizations. One group, Aharai, targets Israel's poorest teens. The group believes success in the military is directly linked to integration into Israeli society and success in higher education and business. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
In the hills of northern Galilee, 25, 17, and 18-year-olds goof around before launching into an arduous 4 days. Supervised by soldiers not much older than they, these kids are sent out across the countryside with little sleep or food to test their endurance and their map-reading skills. In a few months, they'll be in uniform, but now they beat the heat with baggy shorts and sandals. Their eyebrow studs, chin studs, and long hair, all of which will soon disappear. Some wear yarmulkes, a sign of religious observance. Most don't. These kids are members of Aharai, roughly translated as Follow Me. It recruits kids from across Israel the year before their army service to help prepare them. Most, though not all, are from disadvantaged families. Given Israel's economic crisis, those numbers are rising. Often, they're the children of recent immigrants living in Israel's development towns. Competing with the scorching wind, 30-year-old Shimi Bodeg gives the group a pep talk. He's their counselor, friend, and leader. While military service is mandatory for the majority of 18-year-olds, he says all too often poorer kids tend to avoid serving in army units that require a high level of commitment. He wants them to get the most from the experience.
Their self-confidence is very low. In the army, they can get the same opportunity like other kids in Israel, which have better conditions to succeed in their life.
Shimi speaks from personal experience. He came from a family of impoverished Iraqi Jews. He was a high school dropout. In the army, he flourished. He left as a captain, completed high school, and earned a degree in economics. There's a fierce loyalty among the officers with whom he served, which makes a huge difference to professional and personal advancement in this tiny yet divided society. 17-year-old Ofer Sabak says 5 years ago, when the Oslo Peace Accords were in effect, a successful stint in the military was less important.
It wasn't such a problem, you know, but today with the latest intifada, so like we have like a new respect built for the army. Yeah. So like any like people from combat units and, you know, like, they get a lot more respect, like, than the regular non-com or doesn't want to serve.
The kids have plenty of friends who want to dodge the draft, but Ofer thinks they'll pay in the end.
And I have, like, friends who doesn't want to serve, and they just, you know, like, I have one that flew to Boston. But it's going to be a problem for him. He who doesn't want to serve, just, it's his problem. No, he's lost.
Aharai has close links to the Army's elite Givati Brigade. Of the 1,000 who participated in the program during the school year, these 25 have been selected as potential leaders in Givati. For the next month, before being drafted, they'll go out on regular exercises like this one. In November, they'll join the Israeli military as a group, training together to be officers.
As a good Israeli citizen, we must join the Army at the age of 18. And this is seems like the best way to do it, you know? Besides, like, in usually when we get into the army, you don't know the division, you don't know the platoon, you don't know anything. And here you do. I mean, you know that he's going to watch my back one day, and he will. That's nice.
Shimi points out a gangly kid with a baseball cap, a poor immigrant from Uzbekistan, the high school dropout he once was. Shimi reassures him he's part of the group.
He's afraid that we won't accept him. So I said to him, it's okay, you with us.
These kids have never been to the Gaza Strip or the West Bank. They ask Shimi questions about operations they might one day face.
It's very complicated when you get into the civilian cities and you have to deal with the young people who hold the guns. There are many dilemmas in this war.
18-year-old Zvi Kriksunov moved here from Russia 15 years ago. For now, the rules seem clear.
If you have to endanger lives, then you don't have to follow the order, but you have to report it immediately. If you're not sure if it's illegal or not, you do it and then report it. It's a system, and it works.
These kids have yet to see this complicated war. They're just getting to know each other. But as Zvi surveys this group, he anticipates they will not just be his best friends for the next 3 years, but for life. Anne Gerrels, NPR News, Kibbutz Azorea in northern Israel.